This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, this week, Turkey caught my eye. The LGBT community has been under attack there for a little while under their current government. And talk about the lack of distinction between church and state. A Muslim cleric has cursed LGBTI people from the pulpit, and he's also one of the heads of the government. Basically, he said that anybody who's gay should go to Holland, which I kind of think's not a bad place to go, personally.
Well, good advice.
Well, but the Netherlands has a bit of a poor reputation at the moment when it comes to attitudes towards migrants, so I don't know, that would be a great place to go.
But so after making this statement, there were a whole lot of certainly LGBT activists who spoke out against it. And certainly the legal profession in Ankara, the Ankara Bar Association, also filed a complaint against this gentleman who's the head of Turkey's Religious Affairs Directorate, calling it homophobic speech. What was the government's response? Well, now they have launched a criminal investigation, not into the incident of homophobic speech, but into the Ankara Bar Association, a direct attack on the legal fraternity. It's just the latest, challenge for the LGBTI community in Turkey. It really is quite concerning.
I'm lost for words, really, just to think that somebody from the government will have this kind of speech and then will turn up and sue the people that are highlighting that it's homophobic. I don't understand the logic.
Steph, we are seeing a bit of a trend, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Around especially eastern parts of Europe, that the governments are taking on taking a religious perspective and also in support and taking on legal elements. So ignoring legal elements.
You say it shouldn't surprise us.
Well, I am
surprised and I'm saddened. We are definitely seeing a trend. And I think that trend was beginning before COVID-19. And it's being exacerbated at the same time with COVID-19 that we're seeing these human rights abuses, the failure to consider the legal consequences, the legal rights that people may have, and governments feeling that they have the power to do that, but that no one's really going to care. So it's really important that these breaches are highlighted, but we're seeing a trend in completely the wrong direction.
And indeed, the president of Turkey, President Erdogan, has already given this cleric his backing publicly. So we shan't expect any change in favour of the LGBTI community anytime soon. Stefan, what caught your eye in the week?
So you wouldn't associate Pope Francis, the Vatican, and trans-sex workers. You wouldn't really put all these things.
It sounds like the start of one of those jokes, you know, the Pope and some trans-sex workers walked into a bar.
But they do wear frocks.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. But Pope Francis has actually given money to a group of trans-sex workers that were facing a lot of poverty because of COVID. These trans-sex workers are mostly Latin American that immigrated to Italy, and some of them living with HIV, with no secure housing, not a lot of medical assistance. So they went to a church official who then couldn't find anywhere for them to be helped. Who then, this Father Andrew Connaccia, went to the Pope, and the Pope actually donated money to help this group of trans-sex workers. So we don't know how much money has been given. We don't know if there's been more than one donation. But they're saying that it is normal for the Catholic Church to help people in need.
I think this is not normal, but I think it's the Pope's way of either trying to be seen as progressive or indeed to push the church in a new and different direction. He's done this a few times where he's made a comment and everybody's got excited that, you know, he's going to be different, he's going to take things in a different direction, might be more a little more pro-LGBT. But then a couple of days later, the business of the church then comes out with a clarifying statement or something like that and really tones it back.
Mm. Yeah, I think you might be right. But, you know, people in need were helped and it's people from our community and it's always good.
The Catholic Church has a pretty strong history of trying to save sex workers and trans people. And so I just wonder what's involved in that saving. I'm sorry to be a cynic.
We'll stay tuned. What's caught your eye in the week?
None of us really have any travel plans, do we? And many of us, or some of us listening, would be thinking about going to Europe for different pride parties. And more than 280 prides around the world have now been cancelled, which would normally happen at the end of June. And you might have read online that there is a proposal, or there's going to be a world pride, and that's going to be on the 27th and 28th of June. It's being organised by Interpride. So that's the organisation that's also organising World Pride a couple of years later in Sydney.
And so this is all going to be online. How do you do an online pride?
Well, that's the question, and that's why the story interested me, because, you know, you think about all the different prides and how people participate. And let me pivot for a moment right back to our original story. If everyone's going to go online in all of these countries where maybe homosexuality and LGBT issues are not fully protected, and you're going to go online to be part of your world's pride, what's going to happen there? Are people going to be catfished? How's their privacy going to be protected if we all go onto one Facebook page? How are we going to deal with... I was reading the story. The story that I actually picked up was from Vox magazine online. So you can go to vox.com to have a look at that. And it brought up, you know, a number of, I think, quite interesting issues are, you know, how will we protect people against trolls coming into the world, coming into World Pride? And the other thing, which is like my good chestnut that it brought up, is who's going to sponsor this? And are we going to have like sponsorship out for whatever in the middle of this? Because it's clearly going to need sponsorship to get going.
I guess the reverse could happen though, in that you are providing a forum for LGBTI people who are less comfortable, who might be in Morocco and in hiding, but they can participate in this international pride movement.
Yes, so it's exciting too about all the ways in which we might engage. But at the moment, we don't quite know how it will work. And sorry to go on, but I think the thing that I thought was interesting and sort of actionable is that they're looking for volunteers. And you can go onto the Interpride website and you can volunteer to be a part of this and to get updates for World Pride as it's happening.
How does that work? What do you do if you're home and entails?
Well, you might be having a podcast. You might be having a party in your home, I suppose. You might be, presumably, we're hoping that, you know, the lockdown will be down to some degree. Or you might be telling your story online.
Perhaps Joy could be a part of Interpride 2020, the COVID-19 edition.
Yeah. So there's a lot. So it, you know, June will be upon us in no time. If you've got some time on your hands, and there's lots of creative people out there who do podcasts and all sorts of activities online. And I think we've got a little bit of experience. I mean, there's all sorts of events which are LGBT focused happening online. I was looking at the COVID Lovin' run by Equality Australia, which was on Facebook over the weekend. And that was good. And there were things that I was thinking, oh, maybe they could do something different next time. So I think it'd be really good. I put a post up on our Facebook page and I'd be interested to know, what do people think they want this online pride to look like? It'll be the first one, or maybe it'll be something that will take off in future years.
There you go. It's a whole new world, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.